Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women. Fun, fiery, and fierce, confidence coach Susan Axelrod and co-host online business producer Pam Sullivan offer real-time strategies and skill building for women wanting to use webcam in business. In this podcast, you'll learn how to rise, R-I-S-E. Releasing inhibitions and securing enthusiasm are key to getting confident on video. Are you ready to rise? The show starts now.
Welcome to Webcam Confidence for Women, where we help women in business rise. I'm Susan Axelrod, your confidence coach.
And I'm Pam Sullivan, your producer.
We are very excited about this masterclass episode in our podcast series because we have a real pro with us this time. In our podcast, you've heard me talk about the fact that we work with people at different levels. Some people are beginners, some people are experts, some people are somewhere in between. And with the 8 masterclass episodes that we've done so far, this is what we've seen. What I love about our guest today is that she's a pro, but she said yes anyway, even though she's really good at this already. I said to Pam, my partner, in our prep for this podcast discussion, that you know a real pro when they're already good, but they receive an opportunity to up level even more and they say yes. I always say yes if somebody offers me an opportunity to get better at anything in business or even personally. So Pam, hello, how are you today? What is going on with you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm always so excited, and especially today, to have somebody like Dr. Kate on to share and to teach others. So I'm really excited.
Great. Looking forward to it. Pam, I'm going to throw it over to you to introduce our guest, and then we're going to get right to it watching the video.
Great. Okay, so a little bit more about Dr. Kate Steiner. Dr. Kate is a burnout recovery coach, and she is the founder of Lift Wellness Consulting. She supports professional women who are burdened by burnout to recovery. Dr. Kate is the author of Burnout, a guide for every professional to identify, prepare, and recover their joy. Her mission is to end the burnout cycle for professionals to live happier, healthier lives. And we're so happy to have you, Kate. Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show. Excited to be here and to learn in the growth opportunity.
Kate, I want to say that we are truly, truly honored and excited to have you because, as I also said to Pam in our prep discussion, either of us could be your clients. Any woman today could be your client, but especially our market is women in business for themselves. These are solopreneurs or entrepreneurs, either starting businesses, growing businesses, working to create a sustainable business. And we know that stress and burnout are two things that are built into that. So we really are excited to speak with you. And I want to get right to the video because that's where the fun will start. So Pam, I'll throw it to you for that.
Hey everyone. Wanted to check in with you and just talk a little bit about something that was on my mind the last couple of days. I actually woke up pretty early yesterday morning with these thoughts just percolating and mulling through my head. And it's something that I wanted to share with you all. And that is...
Okay. First of all, how agonizing is it to watch yourself like that?
It's always a bit challenging. Yes.
So Kate, do you actually watch your videos after you create them?
Sometimes I do, and sometimes I just let them live, and I feel and I live with the comfort that I was authentic in that moment and I delivered the message that I wanted to. And knowing that sometimes I can place more judgment on myself when I watch them afterwards, I don't ever want to stop myself from delivering a message that I feel called to deliver to people who might need it because I'm fearful of how I looked or I could have said something a little bit better or I mumbled the words or something to that effect. And so I really try to just let those authentic moments live. And I think it's really important that people see the human side of you when you're putting out video production.
I agree with 100% of all of that. This is what we call using the authentic voice, the authenticity factor, showing yourself as real. I love that you really call out and name the self-judgment that we do when we do something like watch ourselves on our videos or judge ourselves about anything that we do in our business. Here's why I do watch most of my videos. Number one, I worked for a long time, Kate, to let go of the fact that my hair is doing a thing here, right? So I'm going to watch this podcast. I'm going to be like, oh my God, that hair is doing that thing. That's the self-judgment. That's a lighthearted one, but how you look is very important to have that confidence factor. But that authentic voice also is. So since you are practiced at not self-judging, the benefit to watching with some commitment, at least part of the videos, will be your own growth that nobody else can help you with. And you can work with us and or other people to, you know, try to get a little bit better. But when you're already really good and you're so, that answer that you gave me was high on my confidence marker scale, I loved that, then only you can help yourself develop and grow. So that's one thing that I want to say. If you can, I'm just looking over here so I can think, if you can just already know that you're not going to be in that kind of self-judgment, then everything else is just growing yourself in that area of your work. Okay, so that's one thing I want to say. I have something else, but Pam, before I go on, I wanted to, did you have any thoughts, any more thoughts about that?
Yeah, just like what you said. And I just love your content, Kate. It's just such an important message for so many people. So like Susan said, doing some things that will make you feel more confident to better connect with the audience for such important content is just, you know, just awesome. So like she said too, you're really great in so many different things, but yeah, there's some little things I think, and just that you're getting out there, that you have that attitude of, you know, that what you have to say is going to help a lot of people and is important. And so just the fact that you're getting out there, you're doing it, you're making them, and you're not self-judging, but like Susan said, there's a few little things, a few little tips that I think can help your confidence and just connect even better. So I think maybe we'll go over a little of those, right, Susan? As we talk. Yeah.
And that's really our goal. You know, Pam got to this language very early in our partnership in the Webcam Confidence brand. And that is what you have to say. The only thing that matters is that you say what you have to say and you get to it. And that's so important. To that end, the very first thing that I would like to share is this. I've been watching you. I've been following you. I've been following your Instagram videos, even though I'm not on Instagram except to post my dog pictures. I don't use it for my business, but I have seen you there and some other places. I really love the idea for you that you never do anything at all without introducing yourself. I'm Dr. Kate, the burnout coach. Or is that what it is? Is that what you call yourself, the burnout coach?
Yeah. So that is, I think that might be trademarked by someone else. So I don't use that phrasing.
Okay.
For sure. But I do, I generally say Dr. Kate. So I'm Dr. Kate. I'm a burnout recovery coach.
Burnout recovery coach. Okay, good. Yeah. So I'm Dr. Kate, burnout recovery coach. Oh,
that is such a great note, Susan. Yeah, and definitely something that I do not do.
Yes. Yay. I'm so excited about this. I learned this from the one and only Jen Lederer, I don't have very many mentors, but Jen was one of them, even though she's, I think, more than 20 years younger than I am. I learned a lot from her, and that was in her 21-day video challenge. And that's when I became the confidence coach. And that's when I got comfortable with that language. And as I said to Pam, as we were prepping, you never see me without hearing me say Susan Axelrod, confidence coach. Yeah. And Kate, to the point that Pam just made, and we could be done right now because this is so important. Never again will you say that, because that's where your biggest money is going to be. I really believe that. Also, that's what Pam was just saying. You could say Dr. Kate or Kate, however you refer to yourself. And you do want to research it. Burnout Recovery Coach is great. And I've seen you do it, but I didn't see it on that one.
You're right. Such a great note.
Yeah, good. Yay. Thank you for getting me. Pam, either another comment or let's go on.
Oh, I love everything you just said there. Perfect. Okay. So we'll go on to see a little bit more of your video. Here we go.
Stories we tell ourselves. Here's the funny thing about our memories and our brain and what we remember. It may not necessarily be the accurate things or the factual things that we remember. What we remember is what we repeatedly experience or what we repeatedly tell ourselves. So repetition is what helps create and form memories in our mind.
Okay, I cut it off before the best line in our hearts. So this message is so important because it is the premise of affirmations. And I use affirmations in my work. I use them first on my own journey, et cetera. So this message is the premise of affirmations. It's so important. So a couple of things, Pam. Let's talk about a few things. First of all, I love your lighting, Kate. Pam, what are your thoughts? And again, Kate, this isn't judging, and it's also not criticizing. We're 100% up-leveling.
Absolutely.
Every time you show up, you're like, I'm Dr. Kate, Burnout Recovery Coach. Here's what I do. Here's how you work with me. Please find me. Right? That's all we're doing here. We're getting you business. We're going right to that. So I want to be clear about that. So Pam, what do you think about the frame? What do you want to share about this? I have some thoughts, but I'd like to hear your thoughts first.
Yeah. So you really have a good handle, I think, on the basics that we teach. So like Susan said, this is up leveling because your videos are great as they are. To take them up a little bit more, yes, your lighting is great. Your frame is great. We could probably do a little bit on the background, although I really do like, it's kind of similar to mine. I've got a window on the side and in the back, I can see your Lift Wellness logo. So yeah,
not that clearly, but we can see it.
Yeah. I think unless we knew, I already knew that was your logo.
Yeah.
So you can't really so much. And it looks like you've done some editing or had somebody do some editing. You've put the captions on there, which I really love having that because it gives another, you know, not everybody watches their videos with the audio on. So I really do like how you edited those in, and they look really good down there. But so there's different ways to kind of subtly put your logo if you're already doing some video editing. Yeah. So putting your logo in there. So maybe just something more personal in the background, maybe. But I'll let you talk to that also, Susan. So do you want to talk about that? And then we'll go to more content, kind of engagement kind of things.
Yeah. So this is always a call, Kate. That's really important. We like everything organic. We like you showing up. But when you have such an important brand and your word is like the word, it's really, I've been watching you. I love the way you call out certain things. I love your appreciative inquiry built into your material. I love everything about that. I use it myself. I've seen it. I guess I would like to know, first of all, I do want to see, that's the name of your business. And I
it is.
Is your anchor, the anchor is a logo?
It is. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, actually in working on a rebrand, so we'll be putting out a new logo based on rebranding and really formatting everything under Dr. Kate Steiner, just so it's more searchable and easier to find. The business will still be Lift Wellness Consulting, but that will be the background. So okay. Yeah, so we'll be changing this background at some point once my graphic designer and I find the new best logo.
So. Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. And there's always this tug and pull between, you know, and we've talked about it in our masterclass series, having the screen behind you with your logo, all professional looking, you know, there's always like a tug and pull on this. And that's what I've been in a lot of transition myself. So I actually don't have my logo here, although I love my feather logo and I would like to have that. But what I'm seeing and what you're doing, I think the background is a little casual for me, but that's totally taste. I would like to see, you know, everything moved over, you know, where your wall area without the window, because again, this is really deep dive, you know, I'm cut off over here and there's a black curtain. I think maybe it's a blackout curtain or dark or brown. I don't know what it ever
is. It's whatever. The bookcase.
Oh, that's the bookcase. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would want to see it centered. Okay. So that's just a little bit about your frame.
Yeah.
And again, please understand our goal is to get you business. What we're doing is helping women rise, and RISE stands for release inhibitions and secure enthusiasm. And so you are very enthusiastic about so many things. We want to have you completely enthusiastic about nailing the business and the income generation. So that's the frame, that's the lighting, this is production. I got the branding thing, that's fine. There's one more thing that I would like to speak to, and it is material related, but it also is video related. It's about webcam confidence. There's something about that video that we watched that was different from some of the other videos that I watched. It was quiet, first of all, instead of fun. I see you doing a couple of different things. That's great. Mm-hmm. The volume seemed to be down a little bit. I even checked my own volume to make sure it wasn't mine. And there was something about your almost, I don't know, I don't think you were reading. I think you were looking for the words. I do this a lot. That's why I could recognize it. I think you showed up. You're like, oh, I need to share this today. And then you said, I woke up this morning with this on my mind. I wanted to share it. And I do that a lot. I know what that's like. So one of the things I was saying to Pam that is so important here that I've learned, I work on this. I'm not perfect at it, but I do work on it. One point, when you do a video like that, even though it's great, it's only 2 minutes, 2:21. I love the idea of, you had two different points in that video. Mm-hmm. One point was the memories and the thoughts that you have. And the other point, vital, 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 was the time.
Yeah.
I wish I had known you when I was 30 years ago, actually 20. Yeah. 20 years ago on that point. Let's debate that whole thing about time. I think more people need to hear it because I'm totally on board with what you said about time. Yeah. So, but there's something for me that I would have liked to see just one point. And then again, shut off, open up. I don't care if it's right then. Go ahead, do another live because the videos are standing. And then your voice pattern might've been even a little bit more confident. Now, let me ask you, do you know what I'm talking about the voice patterning there or not really?
That I'm not so sure about.
Okay. So, Pam, let's play it a little bit and see if I can pull this out. It may not apply here.
Parts. And when we continue to tell ourselves the same story about who we are and what we can expect in the world, we continue to experience the same things because that's what we believe. So for example, a few years ago, I used to have the story that I was undateable and that no one would want to be in a relationship with me. And I told myself that over and over and over and over again. And lo and behold, I stayed single. And when I shifted my frame of reference and said, no, I am worthy of a relationship and I am ready to be in a relationship and I'm ready to be myself fully and completely in a relationship. And it didn't take too long for that story to become true.
Did you see the big smile I had on my face? Oh my God, I love that. That, because you went into that organic story, that's not where I saw that other thing. And to the point exactly, when you went into the story, I love, you're in the revelation, like that is my style too. I'm in total revelation, you know, like I reveal. So people know that when I'm working as a coach, they know that I've experienced this. But when you went into that piece of it, you were full on in your story. And because I had already watched it, I had to let the story play out for our viewers and listeners to this podcast. I love everything about that. When you have a chance, go back to the beginning of that and look at it. It's an interesting thing. It's very stylistic, Kate, on the slower, there was a slower cadence to this. Maybe that's all it was. Maybe that was intentional. You clearly said, I woke up this morning, you know, and had this thought. So maybe it was just a slower cadence for this one. So that was just what I was talking about. Pam, any thoughts?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but it is hard to explain. So when you watch it back, and I think that's one of the things that we're teaching is that, you know, be authentic and don't worry about being perfect, but watch them back. Because sometimes you do see things when you watch it back that you're like, oh, okay. And we've had it happen a lot of times where this is the first time people have watched their videos back and they're like, oh yes, I see it. So watch it back and you might know, but I think one of the things to remember and an important point to make is when you're on video or, you know, when you're making those types of video content, those videos are almost like a mirror for your audience, like how you're looking and even your facial expressions that you don't realize you're making. And the tone is going to kind of, that's how your audience is going to feel. And so that tone of your video might be slower, more serious, and that's okay. I think like you're saying, Susan, it's okay. But just kind of be aware and watch, you know, when you are quiet and kind of like that, it might, you know, the connection might get lost a little bit, I think. And if you're looking nervous, where I think there were some parts in there where I think you said you weren't reading from a script, but maybe like Susan said, because sometimes what I do is I have some bullet points that I'm looking at or something. And then if I get lost because I get nervous and then I get lost in what I want to say. So that's almost what it looked like a little bit.
Yeah. No script, no bullet script, points. That was just, I think probably thought you got it. Susie. Yeah. My train derailed a little bit. Let's see if we can get it back on.
Yeah. I saw that derailing. I didn't know how, but I think that takes practice, right?
Yeah.
Number one tip, practice. But again, you know, I get it. I'm 100% all about do it, go forward. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing. That's perfectly fine. Really, this is so, these things are just, you know, so up-leveling for you when you come into conscious awareness. You know, when you sit down at that point, you were moved and motivated. There were two points that I got. I'd have to listen back and see if there were really three. The story was part of one of the points.
Yeah.
And there were two points and you were moved to share them. I'm all about that. And I always love it when Pam really reminds us how we're really speaking to the viewer. We've talked a lot about where do you look? Guests have asked us, where should I look? This and that. And I'm right in the camera because I'm talking right to the people who are who are needing to hear me. I reference them. I call them you. I'm really speaking directly to them. And that's what you do that. I've watched you do that as well. And I just want to encourage you to continue to do that.
Yeah. Now, I actually got a really great tip about that from a producer. And I have a picture of my husband and I right behind my camera on my computer. And so I look at that, not necessarily the camera, but because that brings a pleasant emotion and it makes me smile. And so I'm looking at it right now. And I'm just like,
I love that.
Yeah. And it helps. So it's not just like staring into the camera necessarily, but yeah.
Right. That is a great tip. And we've given that tip too before, but I think as you get more into it, and I know Susan does it too, it's like, she can just have the camera on and she's good. But for others of us, it takes some things and some tips and tricks. But for me, I always say, and I've said this so many times, actually get comfortable with your camera, you know,
like so important,
like, the camera is your friend. The camera is a tool that helps grow your business. And for me, I'm like, hey, camera, we're in this together, you know, almost like, so it's just like, you know, the camera. But I wanted to ask you, Kate, do you have a YouTube channel yet?
I do. Yes,
you do. I thought that you did. And so for certain things like this too, like Susan said, it's important to have like one point, and it's okay. 2 minutes is okay, but even less, you know, like if you have just one point, introduce yourself at the beginning, tell them this, you know, just give a little few seconds what this is about and one point and this and two things about two steps about that point or whatever. So that when it's on YouTube or something like that, when Facebook, I think sometimes videos get lost, like people can catch it live or they can go back and try to find it. But when it's on YouTube, it's more of a episodic kind of thing, like they build on each other. So like Susan said, having those one point videos and they'll kind of watch the next one and watch the next
Definitely.
One.
Definitely. I totally agree. And also don't worry about the constant, I'm Dr. Kate Burnett Recovery Coach. We want you to burn into their minds who you are and what you do. So that's important. I wanted to, we're going to give you a chance to tell us, tell people where to find you, but I want to have you be the teacher for a minute. I know you've been making these videos. You've done such a great job. You obviously really committed to it. I see there's consistency, so important. I want to ask you, what have you learned about really doing these videos? And you gave us one tip about, again, that is something that we share, putting that picture up there. What else have you learned that has helped you feel confident or mostly actually finding your consistency in?
Yeah. So when it comes to things like I've started doing more on Instagram Reels. And so a big piece of that is having a feel like a day of filming and having some batch content. So I always have something ready to go, even if it's on a day that I'm like, you know what, I don't want to put makeup on today, or I don't feel camera ready today in that piece. So I batch that content and just have things ready to go. I also pay attention to themes and things that people are enjoying in Instagram Reels, so I can stay up to date when those things come out. The other piece that I think is really important that I do before I get on camera or really film anything. So whether this is for a TV news segment or a reel or my podcast or something else, or even just a live through Facebook, is I have a dance party. So I dance my nerves out, and I also get myself as camera ready. And that doesn't always mean a full face of makeup. Sometimes that means that I've brushed my hair and I put a little lip gloss on. But as long as I'm feeling good about how I'm looking in that space, then I'm camera ready. Yeah. And I think that's the other piece. And we talked about the judgment a little bit too. And in that I really try to just go. I am not a script out person. If I script things out, you can really tell the halty pattern is way worse in that regard.
Yeah, we know what that's like, Kate. Yeah. We do. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
We see that.
Yeah. If I've created a script, you will see me reading it, because I've lost the confidence and the security in what I'm saying. And when I just talk, I might pause for a moment, or, you know, pause for thought to let my brain and mouth like sync up. But for the most part, the words come a lot easier to me in that moment. So I think figure out what works for yourself is it scripting? Is it bullet points? Is it, you know, is it messaging, but you read it over and over and over again as part of your pre-video routine or ritual? Mine is a dance party, but a lot of people review their notes extensively right before they go in to film something.
I love all of that. And of course, I love everything about a dance party.
Yes.
I am completely in the same space. What I wanted to do is give you language for what you're saying. So I do business confidence coaching in what I call intuitive business. And that's what's happening with you. You're in your intuition space. Yeah. And that's why you can show up, whether it's a brush and a gloss or full on makeup. That's why you can show up and be like, you know what, people, this morning I had this thought about the stories that we tell ourselves. I want to share it with you. That's why you can show up like that. That's why you can batch up videos. A lot of people can't do that. It's fatiguing for them. They don't have the energy for it because they've got a script and this and that, all of that. And it's too much. But when you're in your intuition space, as you are, that's why I so want to really call out the name of what you're doing, who you are, how you work with me. You know, here's how we work together or whatever. You're in your intuition space. And that is amazing. That's how you just show up on camera, wherever you are. Something else might be happening. You might be having a bad hair day. You might be have had something bad happen, just, you know, in your life, but you can still show up in your intuition. And that's the language that I use for what you just described. I'm all 100% on board with that. Thank you so much. Please let us know how you work, where we can find you, and how we can hire you.
Yeah, absolutely. So as mentioned, I work in the burnout recovery space and I work through the model that I created in my dissertation research process. So it is a tried and true process that is based in the research. It is based in self-reflection, observation, preparation, and recovery to really look at burnout in a different way. So as opposed to avoidance of burnout, we embrace it as part of our human experience. And then we approach it in a different way so that we can be more resilient for when it impacts us in our lives. And I do that through individual coaching. I do that through corporate training and workshops, and I can customize a lot of different things. The easiest way to get in touch with me is through my website. That's liftwellnessconsulting.com. And there you can find space to meet with me either for a consult for corporate training, or if you're interested in a 30-minute complimentary wellness audit to see how we might work together for individual coaching.
Corporate training, corporate training, corporate training.
Yes.
so important, even for the young kids coming up and middle managers. And also, you know, I work with older people and
everybody needs it. Yeah.
Everybody needs it. So that's great. Thank you so much. We've loved having you here today. We will continue to follow you. Your work is important. Thank you for showing up here. For us, for you, but more importantly, for anyone who really wants to grow their business using video confidently, and especially if they're suffering burnout. Pam, I'll let you take us out.
Thank you so much, Kate, for sharing and for what you do. It's like Susan said, it's so important and it's so needed. So
thank you
so much. Keep practicing. Keep putting out those videos and we will be watching you.
Thank you both.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
See you in the studio.
See you in the studio. Thank you for listening to Webcam Confidence for Women with Susan Axelrod and Pam Sullivan. Be sure to tune in every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. And before you leave, be sure to download your free Journey to Webcam Confidence workbook at bit.ly/Journey to Webcam Confidence. And if you're interested in practicing your own virtual presentation so you can grow your business using video, be sure to check out the Virtual Presenter Studio at volutionvirtual.com/studio. If you need a boost from a confidence coach, Susan Axelrod is the coach for you, offering women the scaffolding to create their own freedom in business and in life. Find her at whatwillyourlegacybe.com. See you next time.